anything. And I always like to say, if you think I'm busy, our next guest stays even busier. And she has retired. And
she says she's busier now.
Still busy. We so enjoy our conversations and when we get to hang out with Cindy Downing. She's a former Comporium employee. You're retired.
Definitely, yes.
And we both, Ashley and I both worked with you off and on during our times there and your time there. And you retired a couple weeks?
July, yep.
And most people, when they retire, travel the world and do everything. And
I've done that,
you've
too.
You've done that. But
I've done that, too.
But you've also stayed so involved in the community.
Yeah. Well, I like volunteering. It's my passion. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I like to do. So I've taken on a couple more committees and another board. And so,
good for you.
Oh, you're so great
at
it.
Love serving.
And it's the culture that we work in there at Comporium. It is. But, boy, you are
But you're a huge part of that.
You're really a huge piece
of that.
And a lot of people thought, well, you're retiring. You're going away. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. The pioneers, near and dear to your heart.
That is definitely my passion, is being a pioneer. You know, so that's what started it.
So. Listeners have heard about the Comporium Pioneers, and I know for a while here on WRHI, we did stories about what it takes to be a pioneer, what the role of a pioneer is. Explain to our listeners what a Comporium Pioneer is.
Okay, well, to start, we're part of a national organization, the Independent Telecommunications Pioneer Association. Our national office is located in Hinesville, Georgia, right outside of Fort Stewart. We are chartered by them, and we are 53 years now. We started out as the Catawba Pioneer Club. Of course, we changed our name to Comporium several years ago. And we are also part of the Palmetto Chapter. We are the last standing club in the Palmetto Chapter, unfortunately. As with a lot of organizations, we're shrinking. But our mission is to preserve the history of telephony, which is anything telephone, which now includes telecommunications or broadband services, and to do volunteering in our communities and promote volunteerism and serving. And so that's basically what the pioneers are. So we love serving in the community, and we actually have the fifth Comporium Pioneer is going in as our national president next April. So Leon Yard is going to do a second term as national president.
Wow.
So we're really proud that Comporium Pioneers are really above and beyond with the rest of the pioneers in the nation.
Right.
I mean, we really do a lot. There's still a lot of clubs and chapters out there, but I have to brag, we're number one.
You check all the boxes.
We do. We check every one of them.
On this show, you could toot your own horn.
That's right.
If you don't toot it, we toot it for you. All right. So I saw you even last night.
Yes.
The Comporium Pioneers were part of the Inclusive Kitchen at Knowledge Perk, and that was so much fun. I tried to get your attention and wave at you from afar. But
too busy.
Yep. But you're here this morning give more details about what you're doing during Christmasville,
right.
The Comporium Pioneers, including helping us connect with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus at the North Pole.
That's right. So Christmasville is 20 years old, I think, this year. And since the first Christmasville, when the city started it, we wanted to they had just done the museum, the Comporium Telephone Museum at that time. And so we wanted to show that off. And so we did phone calls to Santa. And so Mrs. Claus comes in from the North Pole, and we had a little hotline that goes directly to Santa. So now Santa comes here to Christmasville, which makes it a little harder. So now we just do phone calls to the North Pole. We have elves standing by. We still have Mrs. Claus. She comes and visits with us. So kids of all ages can come to the museum. We can go to the phone booth in the back. We have the old-timey phone booth back there. They can pick up the phone, and we have it hotlined right to the North Pole. Because, you know, Comporium has digital switching. So every year we are able to just switch it right over to the North Pole. So we have a phone there at the telephone booth, and then Mrs. Claus has a red hotline phone. So either one of those can be done at either time. Kids can pick it up. Tell whoever answers, because we never know now. It's just whoever's not busy, because, you know, this is the busy time.
That way you're not on hold
for
a long
time. That's right. We don't want any children waiting on hold. They
that's
wait
right.
in line to use the phones,
that's
but
right.
not on hold. So, I mean, it just picks right up because it's, you know, that's technology. So they can give their Christmas list to whoever answers and talk to them. And it's really funny to watch the kids, because, you know, I'm in the museum part watching the kids, and they are just fascinated. You know, they're fascinated with a phone to begin with.
I was about to say.
Because it's totally different than what they're used to. So that's their first fascination. And then when somebody actually answers, the looks on their faces are priceless. And the things that they ask for can be anything from just something fun and joyous to, I would like to see my mom or my dad for Christmas. So some of them might make you cry.
Gosh.
So it's a wide range, but we enjoy doing it. Like I said, this is our 20th year, because I think we've done it every year except maybe the COVID year.
Man, so what day does it take place? What are the times? And obviously, it's free.
It's free on Saturday, December the 2nd. So this weekend coming up, we're going to be open from 10 to 5. And it's going to be one that they've got little passports this year, I think, where they can stamp. So we're going to be one of the passport things. Of course, we're a little off the beaten path. We're on Elk Avenue.
Which not too far.
Yeah. Used to be a real street, but not really a real street anymore. So we hope people will bring their kids and
it's just a cute little path that goes off of Main Street. You can go right down, and it's right there on your left.
That's right. Yep. So coming to see us, and then you can see the big Vernon Grant mural that's there, too, on the library. So
it's beautiful.
It sells, lady.
Yes.
City. What a lot of fun. To your point, too, you know, the kids of this generation, they only know a phone that they can hold in their hand. Mm-hmm. We remember the old rotary dial phone, so could you imagine that? But, you know, it's a classic, you know, it's a classic conversation to have with an iconic person. I mean, Santa Claus is so iconic.
Absolutely.
And it just the parents probably enjoy it just as much as the kids
do. They do. And then also getting to walk through the museum.
Right. Because, I was about to say, what a great way to get people. Yeah. And because, you know, a lot of people ride by that every day and are probably like, we need to go there. But they don't really think about it after that. And so what a great way to get people into the museum. And it really is fascinating.
And it's open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 2. So if you can't come during Christmasville.
And all the volunteers are retired Comporium employees, which is so great. They can tell you all their stories.
So it not only tells the story, right, of Comporium, which was the Rock Hill Telephone company, but also just how technology has changed over the years.
Definitely.
And you have it's a well-done museum.
A very well-done museum.
I mean,
and they keep it updated.
They're always updating it seems like.
I think
right?
one of the biggest fascinations is Old Mac, which is the big big truck. He was the big pole truck.
Yeah.
It's nothing like what we have. You know, the tires are like those big, really thick rubber tires. But, you know, it's in there. And, it you know, just what they drive now is so totally different from the truck. So, everything
really cool.
Well, shout out to the Comporium Pioneers for once again being involved in our community and, again, doing these phone calls to the North Pole at the Comporium Museum. It's from, 10 to 5?
10 to 5.
On this Saturday, December the 2nd. So bring the whole family out. It's right off, a little bit off the beaten path, but it's not too far when you're celebrating Christmasville. Go and talk to Mr. Claus. And Mrs. Claus is here just to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And
that's
she
right.
probably is
running smooth.
She's probably escaping the cold weather up there, but it's going to be cold here.
And hopefully not rainy. We got our
fingers crossed
that it's going to be beautiful.
We don't like that word, do we?
No, we do not. I mean, we need the rain, but not on Christmasville.
Not on Christmasville weekend. Or come see me. Those are two weekends.
We is right.
And the Strawberry Festival, can't do it during those either.
No.
Certain festivals, you just can't
no
can't rain
allowed.
Well, Cindy, it was great catching up with you as always. Great seeing you out and about, and so glad that you're still so involved in our community. We're a much better place for it, for sure.
Thank you.